Season countdown returns. Time now to talk all things Ocean Grove. The Grubbers last year finishing outside the top five with a 10-8 win-loss record. Change of coach Paul Lynch stepping down after 2 years in charge. And a favourite son returns. He's traversed the countryside after, of course, being a star junior. Came out of the Falcons program, drafted by the West Coast Eagles. Spent some time in the Waffle post his AFL career, but also some time in the VFL as well. Williamstown and Werribee, and most recently also aligned to Newtown and Chihuahua. I do speak of Jordan Jones, who's been good enough to join us in the K-Rock studios. Jordy, firstly, congratulations on the role. What's the homecoming been like over the last 4 or 5 months since you've been appointed?
Thanks, Kenny. Thanks for having me. Yeah, look, it's been really good. I've really enjoyed coming back to where it all started. And I guess thinking bigger picture for me, it was probably always going to come back to Ocean Grove at some point, but I just wasn't sure when it was going to happen.
Yep. But
yeah, now it's all unfolding and it's looking pretty good.
Things have changed a little, going from playing up at Memorial to Shell Road. Shell Road was just a dream when you were a kid.
Yeah, well, I used to go past Shell Road every day riding my bike to primary school, so I used to have a kick on there quite a bit. But yeah, no, the club room's fantastic. It's good facilities and the oval's in pretty good nick at the moment too.
Talk to us about the approach to coach Ocean Grove. Is it something you'd had on your mind? You obviously were still playing VFL footy last year, and good VFL footy at Williamstown. Why now to make that decision at age 28?
Yeah, look, it probably didn't cross my mind to coach. I was probably planning on still playing VFL footy next season. But yeah, just the way everything unfolded, I had a few conversations with some close people and close friends and sort of weighed up all my options, and I thought it was a good opportunity for me to get back into Ocean Grove and inject myself back into the community a little bit. So yeah, there was a lot of time thinking about it and deciding, but I think it's been the right decision.
So do you have to weigh up that you've done everything you think you could have achieved at state league level? Is that what comes into it and go, look, I reckon I have, now it's time to start the next phase of my footy?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm proud of what I've done over the last 11, 12 years in state level footy, and winning a premiership in 2013 with West Perth was probably a highlight. But yeah, I guess I probably wanted to try and play 100 games of VFL footy as well as Waffle. But yeah, look, I probably could have kept playing VFL for the next couple of years and maybe finished off my career there, but yeah, this opportunity was really good, and I'm looking forward to the challenge, and I guess it's going to help me develop from a business point of view as well.
Yep. You grew up as a kid through the golden era of the Ocean Grove Footy Club. It's hard to believe it's now coming up 16 years since the last premiership. They're accustomed to success at Ocean Grove, but it's a massive gap now, isn't it? That era seems like a lifetime ago.
It has been quite a while. My last game for Ocean Grove was when we lost to Newcombe in that grand final in, I think it was 2006.
Oh, seven.
So that's all seven. Yep.
Yeah,
so
seven.
That's the last time I played at Ocean Grove.
Yep.
So, yeah, look, it's been a long time, and I guess that's something that I want to try and help the club to get into a position to play finals and win premierships.
Okay. How much of the Grubbers have you seen over the last few years since you've been back in Victoria? I've seen you at a couple of practice matches, but I'm guessing not a lot of home and away footy.
I haven't really watched any BFL footy for quite some time. I was living down here, training up in Melbourne and working up in Melbourne, so a lot of my time was up there. Yeah, I guess I had the spare moment when I did catch up with you when they were playing Lara down at Shell Road down there.
Yep.
But other than that, yeah, no, I haven't really seen much footy. I didn't get to pop into the BFL granny this year either. So, yeah, it's a bit of an unknown for me, the whole competition, but I'm excited about it.
Yep. Your coaching staff, I believe the old man Stewie's going to help you out. Who else have you put around you to, I suppose, support you in a, you know, when you're on the ground, I suppose they've got to sort of call the shots off the ground.
Yep, so Stewie's on the sidelines helping me out. But David King from Joey's,
played at Ocean Grove for a couple of years.
Played at Ocean Grove for a couple of years. Yep. He's come back on board, and he's fantastic. He's got a wealth of knowledge. He's still one of the boys, and he's probably still fit enough to run around and play in the twos, I reckon. So he's enjoying it, and he's gonna help my old man and myself, certainly on the sideline. I got a lot of trust in them on the sideline, so I still want to be the best player that I can be. So I guess, yeah, me being able to concentrate on that and play my role for the team, and I got to put a fair bit of trust in them to make the calls that needs be.
Yep. Talk to us about your role. How are you going to position yourself playing-wise? You've got multiple facets to your game. Have you got a position that you'd like to settle down in, or are you going to find yourself plugging holes?
I think we've got a lot of depth this year, which is fantastic. me personally, I'll probably trade through the midfield and possibly down back. Probably was thinking down back initially, just really be able to sit back and read the game and help develop some of those young boys in the back line. But since I've been there, we've got a pretty mature back line and they're really taking control and taking the ropes as is. So it should allow me to free up a little bit and go through the midfield and help the likes of Jimmy Linton and Cartelli and run around there and have a bit of fun.
Yep. So you come in, a very handy addition, as we know, and a one-pointer, which is always fantastic when you can get that sort of quality in at one point. You've lost some names, and much has been made of the trio going to South Barwon, and Andrew Jarvis goes home in a way because he's a South boy, but Jared Anderson and Matty Caldo will have a crack at GFL level, and Jake Carmody looks like he won't play after, obviously, his 2 years playing under Paul Lynch. How have you gone about filling those gaps? Talk to us about some of your recruits.
Oh, look, they're all ripper lads that have left, and I did speak with all of them when they were planning on leaving. Look, it's unfortunate, but I think they still feel a part of the Ocean Grove Footy Club as well, so I think at some point in time they will come back to Ocean Grove and play, which is fantastic. I think that just shows the strength of the footy club and the culture that we've got in there and the culture we're building now. So we have certainly been able to replace those blokes. We've got Steve Prasani, who'll push through the rucks. We've got Jake Ward, who's a centre forward, who's 6'4" and very athletic. There's a couple of young blokes that are coming through and really going to show some good signs. And I guess it's a bit of a changeover in the leadership and the blokes that will be performing week in, week out. And there's a few young blokes that will be pushing and playing really good footy.
Yeah. Depth's the key, isn't it, at Bellarine footy now? The Bellarine's comp has got so strong at the top end, but you've still got to have that quality through 15 to 22 on your Saturday afternoon team sheet, don't you?
Yeah, look, I look at success and successful teams, and I think it's based around the team. So I've played in the side where we were paying, I think it was about $4 or $5 on grand final day to win, and we ended up winning by 58 points.
Yep.
So, and we weren't the best team. This was a team that was flooded with West Coast players and whatever, and we weren't necessarily the best team all year, but we knew what our roles were, and we knew what our structures were, and we stuck to it. So yep. I look at any level of footy, and a team that sticks to their structures the best and structures up for longer and sticks to it is generally the team that's going to win.
You've had 3 practice match hit-outs ahead of your round one clash with Newcombe. Has that been basically how you've used the 3 games, really, to sort out those structures and make sure they're in place come the taking on the power?
Yeah, well, I guess the practice games is a great opportunity for us to... Well, it's been a great opportunity for us to play against opposition. But the way I've structured pre-season as a whole, our pre-season's been focused on skills and learning our structures. So we haven't done any particular running sessions at all.
Okay.
So ours has been purely skills-based, and we've been doing a lot of match play, match simulation amongst ourselves. So every Thursday night throughout the whole of Feb, we would play an intra-club. So the boys are feeling very, very match fit, which is fantastic. A few of them probably said they were fitter last year doing all the running, but they certainly didn't enjoy it as much. So, the 3 practice games have been fantastic. I couldn't ask for more and be more pleased with how the boys have gone about it and the way they've listened to the instructions that us coaches have given them and trying new things and practicing scenarios in games. So I think it's going to put us in pretty good stead heading into the season, and the boys are feeling pretty good and pretty confident.
Yep. Without giving it up too many trade secrets, what's the game style going to be focused on? Is it, sort of build it from down back, or are you going to be an attacking side? How are we going to see Ocean Grove in 2019?
Look, I think the reason we have focused on skills, I guess this is me just hearing feedback from other people and outside about the way Ocean Grove played previously. They did turn the footy over a lot. So I think this year we will be a lot better skillful side. So our ball movement should be very good and very fast, and we should be really able to open sides up and score quite well.
But is that to play into the hands of being on probably the biggest ground in the competition at Shell Road?
Yep. Look, there's going to be a lot of space out there. So we've got some really fit blokes that can run into space and use the footy well now, which is fantastic.
I'm guessing you're enjoying those wide expanses because obviously, as everybody knows, you've got a fairly good tank yourself. Guessing you're looking forward to just roaming and racking up blowing up the GPS.
Yep. No, look, it's a nice big ground and that's why I love playing in the Waffle. For so many years, because the grounds are massive over there.
Having been to Leederville for a JLT game for the Cats, it was massive.
Oh, I love. There's so much space out there. You can hide somewhere and end up in a shitload of space. So, it's good.
Anybody that's really impressed you on the track? Anybody that's maybe at the start of pre-season might have had a bit of work to do, but has really put their hand up for reckoning for round one?
This pre-season's been pretty tough for me to try and coach and train myself. So the whole group's impressed me. The way I'm sort of focusing on is I'm putting the accountability back into the boys. So I really want them to take control of what we're doing as a football club. So, and I said to them at the very start, I said, football teams don't win games or win grand finals because they've got a good coach. It's got to come within the group. The group has to drive this. So the boys have been driving, the standards, and I've been out there pushing that even further and further. But the whole group itself and just their attitude of wanting to come down to train, and I guess that just shows the numbers. We've had probably 35 to 40 nearly every session, and a couple of sessions we've had close to 55 players there. So we've got a lot of kids that have come down and really impressed over the whole summer.
Yep. You had a couple back from the Falcons. I think the likes of Logan Taylor and that are back full-time at the club.
Yep, Logan's playing cricket as well. So he's only just sort of come back into the group. He was doing one night a week, but he's played the last two practice games and really impressed. He's got silky skills and he's a little bit bigger and stronger now. So he's pretty much like a new recruit for us, as are some of the young blokes that have come up from the 19 last year. So Joe McDonald, Ollie Monteith, yep, have had a little taste of senior footy, but they finished off the year in the 19. So they're essentially like new recruits for us. And, yep, and they're the ones that are really driving that new generation of players that are going to come through and take control of this footy club.
As I said at the top, you missed the finals last year, and you want to push up and play finals footy. Drysdale are expected to improve, and Torquay are expected to improve, and probably so Port Arlington and Newcombe. It's going to be every 4 points you pick up this year is going to be like gold, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and football, most teams do improve every time and every year, and I guess local levels are improving every year as well. I really want to focus on us, and I want us to focus on what we can do and believe what we're doing. So I guess I don't really care who we play or where we play them or who they've got. We're just going to stick to what we can do and I think that'll hold up in big games and tight contests.
Yep. Newcombe, they'll be a bit unknown round one with all their inclusions. They might have 14 or 15 different looking blokes. And I know, obviously, you didn't see them last year, but most of your teammates will have seen them in some way, and it will be a very different side. You just got to, be on guard in round one for a team like that.
Absolutely. I did go down and have a look at them play against Melton Centrals over the weekends, and look, that they move the ball pretty well. They are a very big unknown, so that's why I'm taking a little bit of, interest in what they're doing over the pre-season. But as I said, we're happy to play anyone anywhere, and we'll just go about what we want to do and how we want to play. And yeah, we believe in that style, so that should win us games, I think.
Just back on your coaching, is there somebody you've played under that you've sort of modelled yourself on, or somebody that you've taken a fair bit of their philosophy and melded it in with your own?
I've taken a bits and pieces from everywhere and moulded it into my own, but I guess the accountability side of things, that's probably coming from Andrew Collins at Williamstown. So at Williamstown, they don't start pre-season until the middle of January.
Yep.
So you think about that, and that's a VFL level side that's starting in the middle of Jan. Think, how can they keep fit? But the accountability is back on the group, and then the playing group knows that, well, this is a standard and expectation of what we have to come back at.
Yep.
So, and that's put them in good stead, and they've played in finals for the last however many years. Mm-hmm. So I'm certainly taking that approach in the pre-season, and look at something that, if the boys do buy into how we want to play and what we believe in, well, it's something that we'll probably do, and we'll next year we'll probably start in the middle of Jan, set those expectations amongst the group, and this is just how we operate.
Some might argue that starting local footy pre-season in the middle of January for everybody is probably not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I think a few people want to come down and play with us. So look, and I look at it from just the mental health side of things as well. It's going to keep the boys mentally more refreshed.
Yep.
If you think about it, you start pre-season in November, you're running laps, you're doing this, and you're slugging away, and then it comes to the middle of the year and you're absolutely exhausted. So, yep. it certainly it kept me more mentally fresh starting in January when I was at Williamstown, and I can certainly see the benefits of it. And it is about timing and really fine tuning what you do over the periods of all the contact hours that you do have as a group. And,
yep.
But yeah, I think it's something that can work, and it's something that I'll keep trying to fine tune and find that balance at this level of footy as well.
Premierships aren't won in April.
Say that again.
Premierships aren't won in April.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, good stuff. Geordie, congratulations on your appointment. Nice little, I suppose, well, it's a bookend to your time away from Ocean Grove, is that your last game for the Grubbers was against Newcombe, and your first game back is going to be against Newcombe.
Very funny. I actually haven't thought about that. Yeah, true.
Under lights too. Everything has changed.
Yep.
Really looking forward. It should be a cracking clash to open the season up. We really appreciate your time coming in for the season countdown. Wish the Grubbers all the best, and you and the old man as well, holding the board and barking instructions from the side for 2019. Good luck.
No, thank you, mate. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Geordie Jones joining us there, the new coach of Ocean Grove. And, of course, this year we've got footy tipping in the Ballarine. We've got it in the GFL and the AFL as well. $1,000 for our top tipster in the Ballarine. And if you're an Ocean Grove fan, make sure you nominate the Grubbers, because if you win the tipping and the Grubbers, well, they get $1,000 as well. So nice little feed for them at the end of the year, and $1,000 in your own kick as well. You can register at krockfootball.com.au. Just hit the footy tipping tab. Thanks to our friends at Momentum Energy. Next in our season countdown series, going to catch up with Port Arlington coach Jesse Smith.